The made the chalitza was a cotton, he was not bar mitzvah yet. Or else the antila, instead of using a shoe, she used a sock, she took off a sock, that's all. Here, psulois, true, the chalitza needs nothing as psula. She cannot remarry, she cannot marry Lashuk, but v'yein parcellus. And Eretz Yisrael, the argument, Shmuel says that such a psul is such a big psul, it's not even called like a reich of a chalitza. And therefore, if she does, she receives yibum later, she could receive yibum later. It's considered that nothing was done yet. One of the other brothers still have the right to make yibum with her. So far we have a show machloekes between Rav and Shmuel. If in the first case of our Mishnah, is she posel lakun or not? Now Ziri Yama, Ziri says kulam ein poislin. Ziri says no, the opposite way. All the psulim of the Mishnah, it's not called the get at all, and therefore she's not even posel to remarry to a kohen if her husband dies. Chutz min achron. Only the last case, since the last case, really the get was written lishmo. Her husband told the sefer, write it for whichever wife I want to give a get to. It's only a problem of brera. There it's more of a type of a get, even though we hold a brera. Here the get is called something that she remains posel lakuna. That's what Ziri holds. But then the Gemara comes out, and the chenam rabasi, that kula may poistel chutz menachron, it's only the last one that gives a rech of a get that she's posel to a kohen. But Reb Yechanan Amar, mashman, we pass him like Reb Yechanan, for Reb Yechanan Amar, no, af achroin nami ein a poisel. Reb Yechanan says no, and since the get here is posel, it's not called written lishmo, it's not called the cost of law lishmo, since we pass an ein brera, even in the last case, when the husband first had the get written up, he wasn't sure yet which wife he wants to use it for. Therefore, that's not called the cost of law lishmo. The get is posel, and she does not become posel lakuna. Even if the husband dies, still she's allowed to remarry to a kohen. Now the Gemara said that the Ozdor Reb Yechanan Latayne. Reb Yechanan goes according to his tam. In other words, that Reb Yechanan holds the vadai that we hold ein brera. Therefore, the get is posel 100%. Therefore, it's not even called the reyach haget that the wife is still mutter to a kohen. And what's Reb Yechanan's tam? The Yomer Abbas, Yomer Reb Yechanan. That ha'achin shel cholku, wa'achin two brothers, or four brothers, that divided up the Yerusha from the father. In other words, the father died. And now the brothers take over the Yerusha, they make a chalukum, is lekuchasein. It's considered as if they're buying it off one from another. And therefore, has the lochu ma'chzirin zeleze b'yevol. Then when it becomes yevol, one brother has to sell it back to the they have to return it back on yevol, and they have to do over again the chalukah. In other words, if you would hold yesh brera, so when the father dies, it's oimed that his property should be divided up between his sons. Therefore, we would say whatever the sons take is considered as if they received it v'taros Yerusha from the father, and that would stay with them li'elam. But Reb Yechanan holds no ein brera. Therefore, we are afraid that when the father died, true, there are parts that belong to this one and to that one, but we do not know which one it is. Therefore, when a brother takes one portion, we have to be afraid maybe he's taking his brother's portion. So how was he allowed to keep it? So we say they make up between themselves as if one brother is saying, listen, if I have your part, sell your part to me and I'll sell you my part. So it's considered as if the brothers are selling the parts one to another. Since it's called the lekuchos, therefore the locker is that any property you buy, and as you saw, like the different cases, the different mitzvahs, is that you have to return it back in Yevil. So you see, Reb Yechanan holds ein brera that the brothers, we do not consider the portion they take as if that's the portion they're getting from their father, B'tavis Yerusha, but rather we consider it as if it's lekuchos, that they're buying it one from another, and therefore, ma'zir and zel ezeh b'yevil. Now the Gemara says, Utsricha. We have to have both cases of Reb Yechanan that he tells us ein brera. Both in our Mishnah that he says the get is possible 100%, and here the Achim Shelcholko is called the Kuchis. The Yitma B'hof would only say over here, by Gittin, I would say, B'hof Komer Reb Yechanan. Only in the last case of our Mishnah does Reb Yechanan say that the get is nothing, the get is not Chal at all. Why? The Ein Brera. He says over here, by Gittin, the Locher is Ein Brera. You know why? Mishum Divinin Lo Lishmo. Because there's a special halacha over here, the cost of law lishmo, the get has to be written lishmo. And I tell you, lishmo means that at the time when you write the get, we have to know exactly to who this get is being written for. This is the way Tosis brings the proof that here when the Gemara means Ein Breira, there's a special Svara by Gittin, that even though other places maybe you would hold Yesh Breira, but over here by Gittin for sure you hold Ein Breira. That's the Gemara saying now. If Rabbi Yochanan would have only said as a Locha by Gittin, I would have thought to say by other places maybe he holds Yesh Breira. Only here by Gittin, here does he say Ein Breira. You know why? Because it's a special halacha of the cost of Lo Lishmo that Bishas you write to get, we have to know exactly who the wife and who the husband is. So therefore only by Gittin maybe here we say it's possible. Abel Hosam, and maybe over there by Yerusha when the father dies that the sons take over the chalukah. Mecharu diyam rachamon lehed of Yovel. When does the Torah say you have to return something in Yovel? That's only a real mechira, something you buy. Abel Yerusha matan aloi. But maybe something that the brothers take over from the father, Betorvus Yerusha, or like a present. Maybe that there's no din to be machzer on Yovel. Maybe we say like over here, like Yesh Breirah, and the portion that each brother takes is considered, that's the portion they're really receiving from the father. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to tell us no, that even here by Lekuchas, even here by the brothers, he also holds Ein Breirah, that it's not considered they're taking over the portion the father gave them, but rather considered like they're selling their portions one to another. And V'yashmin and Sada, if Rabbi Yochanan would have just said the case of Sada, that he holds Ein Breirah, I would have thought to say Mishum D'Lechumra. Like maybe really Rabbi Yochanan has a suffix of doubt whether you hold Yesh Breirah or Ein Breirah. Therefore, by the Lekuchos, by the brothers, we have to go Lechumra, we have to be strict, and Spichos should maybe Ein Breira. Therefore, it was considered as if each brother is selling to the other one his portion, and therefore, by Yovel, it goes back. Or else, Inami Ketchila. Maybe there's a special locker that by Yovel, the fields have to go back to the way it was at the beginning. At the beginning, when the father died, it's called the Tfusas. It's called like it belongs now to a pot. Like it belongs to a family, like, and they have to come and take it. So maybe at the end of Yovel, it has to go back to that portion also. But other place, Avol Hocho Emeloi. But maybe over here by Gittin, I would have thought to say no. Maybe here Taki holds Yesh Breira, and before to go to the first Torah, Tzif Akert. Here Luchumra, we should say Yesh Breira to say that the get means something that she should be apostle Lakuna is Tzricha. Therefore, I need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me this halacha both places that he holds 100% all over Ein Breira, that we do not say something that's done on a doubt now, later when you make the decision, that decision cannot help for before. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan asked a question from Yehuda. What's going to be Omer LaLavla? The person said over to the Lavla, he said over to the Sofer, Ksoiv L'Yezah Shetetzer Pesach Tchila. The husband tells the Sofer that write me a get. Again, he has two wives, and both of them have the same name. So he says, write the get now for whichever one will come out of the door first. Maha, what's the locha? Is the get called written Lishma or not? In other words, the Shalom is, do we say Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? Right now, at the time when the Sofer is writing it, he's not sure for which wife he's writing it for. We'll have to see later which one comes out of the door first. So when we find out later, does that help for before or not? That's the shadow of Yesh Breira or Ein Breira. So Mara says, he said back to him, that Omele, he said back to him, Mishnah Tinisu, I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah. We have Yudah said back, I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, the last case is, yes, the Mikana Biga Chiddush is, Omele Lavlev, he says to the Sofer, Ksoiv Liyezer Sheretzo, Liyeza Sheretz Agarish to whichever one of the wives that I'll decide later to give the get to. It says Posel Agarish Boy. It says the get is Posel, you can't use it. Alma, what do we see? Ein Breira? We hold Ein Breira. In other words, when the husband told the Sofer to write the get, since he did not know, he didn't make up his mind yet, which one of his two wives he wants to give the get to, the get is Posel. And we do not say when he decides later, it's considered like he had the decision before already. So we see from our Mishnah, we hold Ein Breira. That's what Rabbi Yehuda answered back. Nisti Gemara says, Eitzvei, I have a kasha to you. You tell me we hold Ein Breira, I'll bring you proof that we hold Yesh Breira. It says a case, the Gemara says in Psochem and Adorim, that Oyim Elibnoi, if a father says to his sons, Harein Yishorechid Esa Pesach, Al Misha Yalim Mikem Yishon Yerushalayim, we're talking about the Erev Pesach. And the father is about to shech the Korban Pesach, and the locher is, you have to appoint the people that you want to use for this Pesach before you make the shechita. So the father says before he makes the shechita to his sons, that whichever one will win the race and get up to Yerushalayim first, for you I'll have in mind to make the Korban Pesach for. So it says, Kivan Shenichnas Rishon Reish of Rubai, as soon as the first son, most of his body gets into Yerushalayim, is Zocha Becholkoi, that son is Zocha to have the Chelek in the Korban Pesach, but it also says, Umezake Zocha V'imayim, he's also Mezake the rest of the brothers with him. So, on this we see what? That we hold Yesh Breira, even though right now, B'Shas Teshchita, we do not know which son is going to win, still we say whichever son wins or comes first, he's the one that we had in mind all along, he should be part of the Korban Pesach. So who we see from here, we hold Yesh Breira, even Midiraisa. So this the Gemara says back, Omalei Hoshi Abrei, Ma'in Yivsochem Eitzel Gittin, what does the Loch of Sochem have to do with the Lochas of Gittin? I'll tell you there's a big difference. We learned about this case of the Korban Pesach, that Omer Reb Yechanon Kedei Lezazam B'mitzvahs. The fact that the father said this condition, that whichever son reaches Yerushalayim first, I'll have him in mind, is not the pshat that the father did not have the other sons in mind at the beginning. No, of course the father had in mind for all his sons. And that he just said, I'll have in mind only the first one, is Kedei Lezazam. He wanted him to make it fast up to Yerushalayim. But really it's not totally in Breira here, because the father at the beginning had all of his sons in mind. And they can now bring a proof of this. Tony says, "Tivu shenichnas rishon reisha ruboi zocha bechelka yomazaches esochiv imay." Says as soon as the first one reaches, he gets his portion in the Korban Pesach, and he's also mezaka all his other brothers with him. So the question is, how could he be mezaka later the other brothers with him? Is the yarmut, if you're going to tell me bishleim is good, the yaminumi koro, that the father had all the sons in mind at the beginning, sharper, then it's very good. Before the Shechita, the Korban Pesach, he had the Mola mind, then it's good. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, the Loyam Ninu, that he did not have them in mind. When he Shechita the Korban Pesach, he only had in mind the one son that's going to win the race. If so, Liacha Shechita, Mi Kemismanu, after Shechita, could we appoint him? Could he become part of the Korban Pesach? If you are Tanam, we learned like this. Nimnin umoishkin yedeyim imenu achi yishkot. Person has a right to be appointed to be part of the Korban Pesach, or to take himself away from the Korban Pesach, achi yishkot, until they made the shechita. But mashma, once they make the shechita the Korban Pesach, you can't add anybody or take anybody off. Alright, turn over. So if we see that you can't take anybody off or put anybody on, so how is it possible to say here, if the father only had in mind at the beginning, the one son that's going to win the race, so even if you're going to tell me we hold Yesh Breira, but I call upon him, the father only had one in mind. How come it says here, when the one son gets his portion, he also gives over the portions to the other brothers? It's after Shechita they can become part of the Korban Pesach. So this is a clear proof that the case is that of course the father at the beginning had all his sons in mind. So before they made the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, he had them all in mind. That's why the Loch is that they all become part of this Korban. So it has nothing to do with the Breira. Mor says, Tanya Namiyoka, bring another proof also for this, that it says, Maestro, what happened, the case was, V'kodemu bonos lebonim. It says clearly that the bonos, that the girls, they beat the boys. So it says, V'nimtzu, it came out that bonos, the results, the girls were fast, ubonim shvolim, and the boys were slow. So it only says Loshin of Ubonim Shvolim, the boys were slow. It does not say Loshin, like the boys were not Yates of the Mitzvah. Mashma, they could still be Yates of the Mitzvah, just that they were slow. So why? Because like we said before, the case here is that the father, of course, had them all in mind before the Shechita. Omer Abaye is back to Chlau. Abaye is back to the original Shach of Atayah. Again, it started out the Gemara that Rav Oishi asked the Shalaf and Rav Yehuda, what's going to be if the husband tells the Sefer to write the get, whichever wife comes out of the door first? And he answered him back, a proof from our Mishnah, when the husband says, whichever one, I will decide. So Abaye says, how could you bring a proof from there to our Mishnah? To his Shaila? Why, he says, Omar Abaye, Kavoy Yimine Tele Badas Echerim. The Shaila here, the Rav Oishi, yes, Rav Yehuda was, where the husband says, I want to give the get to whichever one of my two wives come out of the door first. So it's not up to his mind. Like, as far as he's concerned, he made up his mind already, the husband. Whichever one comes out first, that's the one he wants to give a get to. It's up to the two wives now, like we have to see what they're going to do, which one of them will come out first. That's called Toilu B'das Acherim. That was his shayla. In the case where you leave it up to somebody else to make the decision, does his decision help for before or not? And the kaposhet lay, and the answers in back of you, the answer in the back, are proof from our Mishnah, that on our Mishnah the case was Teilu B'das Atzmai, that he was totally in his own mind. Like you said, write a get now for whichever one I will decide. So there it's up to his own mind to decide. Maybe that's worse. Maybe since it's up to you to decide, and right now you do not decide, that's not called the das at all, that's called the big suffix. Therefore we hold the embrera. So how could you bring a proof from our Mishnah to the case that Ravoshi asked? This is what Abaya is the kasha. This Gemara says, Omar Rav says back to Abaya, like, my kushya, what's your big question you're asking? Dilma, maybe. Demand the Yisle Breira, the one demand the arm that holds from Breira, I'll tell you, Loishna Telebadas Atzmev, Loishna Telebadas Acherim. There's no difference whether he left it up to himself or he left it up to somebody else to decide. I'll tell you, Yisle Breira. If you do hold from the Svara that something that's done now with a doubt, with a suffix, later when the decision comes about, that decision is considered as if it was here before. Maybe there's no difference whether you make the decision or somebody else makes the decision. Still, you hold Yesh Breira. That's what Yehuda holds. And the man, the less Le Breira, whoever holds Ein Breira, I'll tell you also, Loishina Teila Badas Atzmai, for Loishina Teila Badas Acherim, there's no difference whether the decision is up to him or whether it's up to somebody else. Therefore, it's very good that Yehuda entered back to Avoshia from our Mishnah. Because in both cases, this man, the Yom, is less Le Breira, does not hold from Breira. And this the Gemara says, "Oh, Malera Mishashi LeRavo." So Mishashi says back to Ravo, "How Sashata? Show you not like you." There's a difference. That's for Rabbi Yehuda. We know Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that it depends. The Torah b'das atzmo less lebreira. When the decision is up to you, you have to make the decision in your own mind later. Then we hold ein breira. But the Torah b'das acherim, when you turn in the minds of somebody else, then the svar is less lebreira. Yes, you do hold breira. So you see. That's Abaya's kasha. That how could you bring a proof from the decision is up to yourself to the decision was up to somebody else? There's a difference. You see, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference. Where do we see there's a difference? The Tanya we learned like this. There's halacha that halokeyach yayin ibein akusim. If a Jew buys wine off a kusi, this was before the Rabbanim made a gzera to give him a din of a goy that his yayin is not called yayin esach yet. So says Allah, if you buy yayin off a kusi, and we know for sure that kusim did not take off trumas and isus. So the wine now was tevel, it's also to drink it. And you want to go and drink the wine, and either the case is talking about, Pasha's talking about that you have no kalim, you don't have any other cups with you, you can't pour off the trumas and isus. So how could you divide, take off the trumas and isus now, in order that you should be able to drink the wine from this bottle? So Oimer says like this, Shnei Lugin Shani Yosel Lahafrish, the two Lugin of Truma. So it says that Shnei Lugin Shani Yosel Lahafrish, Harehan Truma. They are considered Truma. Now Asora, 1/10 is Maisa Rishon. Tisha, 9 of this, 9/10 of this is Maisa Shani. Umecho, now the Maisa